Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam, Klach of Hay, Simen Yud. Now he says, so that it's considered enough to listen to be Yodzei, but not enough to be considered a Hefzik. But feel a cruel Allah is the Torah. They call them for an Aliyah, also the Hefzik. So he does not interrupt. Let's explain the Kiddush of this point. That even a Kohen, which we should argue when they call a Kohen, and there's a concept of if the Kohen does not respond, then people are going to start wondering. They called him up as a Kohen and he didn't respond. Maybe there's something wrong with his kahuna. Maybe he just realized, or the Rabbanim just realized that there's more to the story, there's something wrong with his kahuna, that's why he's not going up. And the Gamai doesn't know. So the luck is that for a Kohen, even in the middle of Brichas Kriya Shema, will be called up for an aliyah, he should go up for the aliyah. But when he's being called for aliyah during Shemoneh Esrei, there's no such din, and the reason is because everybody will see the reason why he's not going up is because he's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. So that's obvious to people what he's doing, whereas a person saying Kriya Shema, I don't know exactly what he's doing, what he's saying, something, a place you're allowed to interrupt, not interrupt. So the concern for this misinterpretation of his lack of response is valid. It's a valid concern, whereas during Shemoneh Esrei is not a valid concern, and therefore we say, do not worry about it. There's no need to go up, there's no pagan for the kahuna, and he does not need to go up. Well, not, once he does not need to go up, he's not allowed to go up, because it's a half similar Shemoneh Esrei. Let's just go back to that point. During Birchus Kriya Shema, a kohen is called up to get an aliyah. So he goes up, even during Birchus Kriya Shema, and that's actually the law of Israel as well. Does he read along? So is the law that a person who gets an aliyah has to read along? So there's clearly a sefer Shulchan Aruch says that if a person does not read along, it's considered like his bracha that he made on the sefer Torah was a bracha of atal. He's making a bracha not on the reading of the chazan, he's making a bracha on the reading of himself. Historically, each person would get an aliyah and they would actually read their own aliyah. But we added, since that there was a problem, not everybody knew how to read, so they're being mavoyers, so we added on. The Balkare, that he reads and he's being moitzi. So actually, what the halacha looks at it is he's being moitzi the oila. And now the oila is reading to the tzibur, and that's what the tzibur, as the word, is being yotzei with from the oila, not from the balkare. Okay, so now, so we say, what does it mean that he can moitzi that person? I understand that the oila can be yotzei by hearing it, but how can he moitzi the tzibur by just standing there and hearing? So he should read along. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. He has to read along. So even though he's reading quietly, so that counts as if he's reading to the tzibur, and therefore he's fulfilled his halacha that he has to read the historical halacha that a person can only, the person would actually read. However, so that seems to be pretty straightforward. However, there's a different din. There's a halacha that if a person who is blind gets an aliyah, so he can't read from the Sefer Torah, so he shouldn't read inside. Shouldn't read, even because he knows this parsha, Baal Peh, he knows this parsha in his mind. The verbatim, he's able to repeat it. He's very knowledgeable. So, well, it doesn't help me, because you have to read from the Sefer Torah, you have to read from the Klav, and he can't do that. So he's quiet, he listens along with Shemei HaKohenah, and it's as if he read it himself. That's what the... So it seems to be a contradiction to what we said. So what we're going to have to say is that in a situation where he has an option of reading along, he has a chiyuv to read along. In a case where he does not have an option to read along, we rely that Shemei HaKohenah is effective enough. It's if he read. So therefore, during Birchus Kriya Shema, the person who gets aliyah does not read along with the Balkar, right? And he's quiet. He says the bracha, says Baruch Hu, and he says the Baruch Hu before Kriyas HaTorah and the Baruch Hu afterwards, but during the Aliyah itself, he's supposed to remain quiet. Different than the regular halacha, which we say that in a case where a person gets an Aliyah, he must read along, and he's not allowed to not read along. In this specific case, we're saying that he should not read along. He should be quiet and listen to the Baal Kareh.